This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. Russian police arrested more than 3,000 people and used force to break up rallies and protests across the country Saturday. Tens of thousands of protesters defied police warnings to demand the release of Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny. Navalny had called on his supporters to protest after being arrested last weekend as he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since being poisoned with a nerve agent. He says the poison was slipped to him by state security agents in August. The U.S. strongly condemned the arrests and harsh tactics used against protesters and journalists in cities throughout Russia. That's according to a State Department spokesperson Sunday. Britain is expanding a coronavirus vaccination program that has seen almost 6 million people get the first of two doses. This, even as the country's death toll in the pandemic approaches 100,000. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock said on Sunday that three quarters of the UK's over 80s have received a vaccine shot. But he warned that authorities were a long, long way away from being able to ease lockdown restrictions.
The lockdown is starting to bring cases down, but we're a long, long, long way from that, from being low enough. Because the case rate was incredibly high, and you can see the pressure on the NHS. You can see it every day.
Health officials aim to vaccinate 15 million people, including everyone over 70, by February 15th. Chinese rescue teams have recovered 11 miners trapped in a gold mine by an explosion 2 weeks ago. Local media said the first miner was rescued from the mine in Shandong province in the east.